What's hot, what's not in the markets? With Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management, futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot in this market?
You know, I'm going to have to go with, you know, the wheat market. You know, that's spilling over and helping in with the corn and with the soybeans. We continue to see escalations in the conflict or war between Ukraine and Russia. Over the weekend, we did see another big escalation as Ukraine took out a bridge in, you know, in Crimea. Then, of course, Russia retaliated. That sent the grain markets, especially wheat, gapping higher in the overnight session. Corn and beans opened steady, but they slowly gained ground and are also posting some pretty strong gains here after the overnight. And a lot of it is going to be just tied around concerns about availability of product moving forward.
We're looking at some pretty decent gains here. We have to be hitting some of those major resistance levels.
You know, we are. I mean, you know, Minneapolis wheat and Kansas City wheat has got up to that $10 level and failed to go through it, you know, a bunch of times here over the last couple of weeks. You know, corn is getting flirting with that $7 level. We're in that 790, 793 area. And then beans, again, are back above 14. All of those are extremely strong resistance levels. If we can close above those, this market could open itself up for another pretty good run. And we've got a report coming out on Wednesday that looks like it should be friendly to the grains. That might be another catalyst that helps push this thing.
No doubt. Again, that's 11 o'clock on Wednesday morning. What's not hot in this marketplace, Randy?
You know, I'm going to have to lean towards the meats. You know, they had a up week last week, you know, just by barely. We've been struggling. Now with the grain sharply higher again, that's going to put some pressure in on the meat market. And also, we're concerned about the dollar. The, you know, exports have been what's kind of keeping the cattle markets firm. And with the rising dollar, it looks like we could start to see our exports start to dwindle in that market. And that's a little concerning going forward.
Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.